I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Last week, Hurricane Florence quickly grabbed the headlines from a major sporting event happening right here in western North Carolina. The World Equestrian Games kicked off just as the storm was moving towards the coast. After a short delay earlier this week, the spotlight is once again shining on the Tryon Equestrian Center. But the real horse story is down the road. The crowd cheers as four-legged competitors and their riders gallop through man-made creeks and jump over obstacles on the cross-country course at the World Equestrian Games in Mill Spring, North Carolina. Hundreds of riders and horses from 71 countries have gathered at the Tryon Equestrian Center to compete in eight disciplines, everything from endurance to a gymnastics-like event called vaulting.
Yes, mate. Great job there.
So just how did the World Games land at the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains? To find out, you need to take a 15-minute ride into the town that bears the Equestrian Center name and talk to a local.
I'm Happy McLeod, and I am so happy to be showing you something near and dear to my heart, which is Tryon's Horse Country.
Happy McLeod started riding horses in Tryon when she was just a little girl. Right now, she's standing in the equestrian room at the Tryon Historical Museum, where she told me about a man named Carter Brown, who made a stop in Tryon in 1917.
Carter Brown came into Tryon on the train, and he literally just got off the train and fell in love and stayed. He was a horseman, and he saw immediately the climate and the terrain was perfect for horses.
Brown, who came from Michigan, is credited with putting Tryon on the map as horse country. In 1925, he founded the Tryon Riding and Hunt Club, which is still active today. And soon after, he helped the town launch its first horse show.
These are some of the shows and the pictures from Harmon Field.
Harmon Field is a public park that was built in 1927 with grant money. Covering nearly 40 acres, it includes a baseball field and an equestrian center, and that's where history was made.
After the U.S. Army discontinued the cavalry, a group of civilians got together and formed the first civilian equestrian team right here in Tryon at Harmon Field.
Happy remembers watching the team as they trained for the 1956 Olympics.
I was probably 10 years old, and my eyes were as big as saucers. You know, loving horses the way I did, and here are all these people that, you know, that I've been reading about in magazines, and they were right here in the hometown.
A hometown that now included several equestrian centers, miles of riding trails, and acres of pastures, Happy just had to show me.
And this first farm is the blockhouse. This used to be where the steeplechase was.
As we drove through the rolling hills spotted with barns and grazing horses, we stopped by the Equestrian Center at Fence, a nonprofit nature center where local equine expert and Happy's childhood friend, Gerald Pack, was busy helping horses and riders prepare for a competition.
Now, this ring is for the hunters, for the larger horses. And
Pack has competed and worked with horses all over the world. And now, as the world is competing just down the road, he reflects on the rich equestrian history in his hometown.
It is one of the most beautiful places in the world to show your horses. So we're very lucky, to have all this history and see how it's grown and where it's going. And, you know, back in those days, we thought 50, 60 horses were the big horse show, you know? And now, my goodness, they're coming by the hundreds and the thousands.
Can we go one more place?
Yes.
And the tour continued. The World Equestrian Games wrap up on Sunday, the 23rd. In Tryon, I'm Helen Chickering reporting.
Because I want you to see where this horse show is now. Is the Foothills Equestrian Nature Center. And this is where, when the shows outgrow Harmon Field, they come out here. These are larger. That has a
You can find the rest of the tour of Tryon's Horse Country at our website, bpr.org. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.
See why I love this place so much.
In Tryon, I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News. After we said goodbye to Gerald, the tour
The World Equestrian Games wrap up Sunday, September
23rd. At our website,
I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.
I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.
Gerald, can we go one more place?
Yes.
And then I'll take you back. This is River Road.
Most of these horses are, and riders are green horses, green riders, that come to these shows faithfully, and they are schooling their horses to get ready to start actually showing them tomorrow.
So it's like a dress rehearsal.
It's a dress rehearsal.
It's a practice.
That's a good, that's a good word for it. In the horse world with what it has become. But we have a tremendous history here, which helps to bring it all back full scale, because Harmon Field, which is where you and Happy went over and visited,
but it's where the horses
equestrian world was actually
bring
changed.
Us together.
And the first
for the love
equestrian
of the horse
team
and the sport of the horses
in this country was formed at Harmon Field. And of course that set the world stage. So we're very lucky, to have all this history and see how it's grown and where it's going. And, back in those days, we thought 50, 60 horses were the big horse show, And now, my goodness, they're coming by the hundreds and the thousands. Even at Harmon Field, we sometimes have 200 horses competing there on the small space that we have left. But it is one of the most beautiful places in the world to ever participate and show your horses. It just has a charisma that no other place has.
A group of civilians got together and formed the first civilian equestrian team right here in Tryon at Harmon Field, and I'll show you the cotton patch when we go out. And here is Ernest Marler. This was, and I just have to do that, there I am.
That's you?
Yes. Working hunter class in the ring. Wasn't on the outside, inside the ring. And some of the shows and the pictures from Harmon Field.
Wow.
And I can...
Oh.
And this is hunting
show
you some of the... I will come back to this.
And this was the center of all of the farms.
Oh, another fun thing that we used to do on Saturday afternoons, we'd have gymkhanas.
So you grew up right in the middle
at Harmon Field, and you just bring your horse and go, and we would do.
What is that? No.
And, you know, if a big box store had come in or a light industry park, that's not who we are. And that would have destroyed the fields and the farmers. And then you're losing the whole fabric of who Polk County and Tryon. Longer or shorter?
No, this is perfect. Just the way you've got it is awesome.
I'm so glad Carolyn was there.
Yeah, she was great.
She's one of our best docents.
Have you noticed any changes in downtown? I mean, in the areas, have people been getting ready? I guess crowd control and stuff.
I'm
Carol.
So nice to meet you.
And I swear it's because of the gates where we finally got street paved.
When the Southern Railroad put the passenger cars on the coal train.
So we got, everybody's, you know, getting on, putting their best face forward. For the visitors coming in. One thing that Sharon Decker, who's the chief operating officer at the Equestrian Center, said that when the games committee was going around looking at places for the games to be, it's always on the odd, on the even year between the Olympic Games, that they were interested. Well, number one, they wanted a facility where all the venues were in one place so that they weren't having to shuttle over here for the eventing and coming over here for barrel racing or whatever.
Oh, right.
And with 1,600 acres, of course, we had that.
Right, so everything, I mean, you had the space.
It was right there. But also, the committee was so interested in the communities, and one of the reasons they chose us was they loved the little towns, the flavor of Tryon, and the surrounding little villages.
Were they surprised, or did people already know what a rich